Good morning, everyone. Just a warning, I ramble when I'm nervous, so if I start to ramble, just give me like a little sign or something, because I didn't expect to feel so intimidated. And hearing Janice and Jesse share just made me feel really overwhelmed with emotions. But just to give you an idea of who I am, my name is Megan, as Nick mentioned, and it's kind of crazy to be standing here after 4 years of being at Cal and looking back and realizing the time has gone by so fast. And just to give you some spark note facts, I'm a society and environment major, originally from, born and raised in Stockton, California. And off the record, I much prefer Berkeley. But it's got some great perks in Stockton. Okay, yeah. But I kind of wanted to give you guys all some experiences that I've had here the past 4 years. And I'm hoping that many of you can relate to me and yeah, just kind of be able to affirm that life after college is not so scary. And just to give you background on who I am and where I come from, I grew up in a home with two non-English speaking immigrants from Taiwan. And that was always a part of my life that made me feel a little insecure, because just living with a family that had really distinct different cultural differences from my other friends was always something that I felt insecure about, because as my friends' parents were doting on them, showering them with gifts and birthday presents and carting them from activities and to activities and attending their dance recitals, my parents were working constantly and doted on me enough to make sure that I was getting good grades, going to school, and going to church, which now that I look back on, I'm really grateful for, because it's instilled a lot of valuable qualities in me that I'm so appreciative of. But I always longed for a relationship in my family that was warm, that I felt structural support from, which I didn't necessarily have, but I found those relationships outside of my home. And needless to say, I think I had more fun with my friends than I did my family. And the more time I was outside of my home, the happier I was. But it was interesting to come to Berkeley and realize that my first year at college, I was homesick. I'd never felt that before. And it was interesting to realize that I missed my mom, I missed my dad and my brothers, and the comfort and the unconditional love that they gave me, and to feel like I didn't know if I could find that at Berkeley, because it's kind of scary out there. I don't know if you've been on Telegraph, but it's a little scary. And I was just overwhelmed. So, and things were a little worse than when my father passed away halfway through college. And as a freshman who was already uncomfortable and didn't feel at home in Berkeley, that was a part of my life where I can't really use words to describe how lonely I felt at that time. And it was interesting to recognize that I didn't really feel like Berkeley was my home, and yet the home in Stockton that I felt like I had was kind of stripped from me, because when I associated my home in Stockton, I associated sadness and loss. So I kind of felt homeless in that sense. And as a result, I drowned myself in trying to find communities in Berkeley and trying to find the relationships that I longed for. And my first community that I kind of got instilled in was Focus at First Pres. And it's incredible how God worked in my life in that year after my father passed away, and showering me with love from the people here at First Pres and Focus, and just really took my mind off of some of the pain that I felt that year. But you know, I think that it's important to realize that life is it's not constant. It's a roller coaster, and I think that looking back now, it's kind of crazy to see that there were many more times, even after my father passed away, that I felt loneliness. I remember my sophomore year moving into an apartment with three girls I wasn't friends with. I didn't know who they were, and I was scared, because girls can be kind of catty sometimes, but I'm just blown away at how God blessed me even in that year with these girls, because those girls have worked in my life and given me relationships that have impacted me immensely. And again, junior year, there are times when I felt really lonely and moving into a sorority house where I felt really uncomfortable, because I didn't feel like I connected with many of the girls there on a deeper level. But God really used me and allowed me to interact with girls I normally wouldn't have relationships with. And again, I feel that God put people in my life that year that I was able to build really strong relationships with. And it's amazing to see that not only did God simply put people in my life, he put people in my life that challenged me, challenged my faith, made me grow as a person. Because it's not normal to go to college and have friends who challenge your personality, pick at your traits, and make you want to become a better person. You can go anywhere in life and find a friend who make you feel comfortable with, who you can go to lunch with, go to walk around on campus with. But the friends that I found at First Pres or at Focus, or the friends that I feel God placed in my life, impacted me in certain ways that have made me want to become a better person. And it's just amazing. And as I look back on these 3 years, I recognize that every time I feel that God placed people in my life, I was in a, like I like to call it, my pit of loneliness, and feeling really a lot of despair. But looking back, in those moments, God blessed me and met me there. And I just feel like had I known that God was going to be there in those moments, I wouldn't have allowed myself to get so down in my despair. And that's just a lesson for me to take on, that as I graduate from college and move on, that I know that there will be more times of loneliness or times where I feel homeless or that I don't have anyone around me, but it's just a reminder to me that because God has been so faithful in the past, that he's going to be there again and again, and I don't have to wait until those moments of loneliness to depend on him. And I think it's a lesson to everyone in this room to recognize that we can depend on God in any moment, and that he doesn't need to be waiting for us. We should be coming to him at all times. And I just feel like now God is challenging me to come to him in a just a far greater way than I have been in the past, and that I'm really excited to be growing in him. And I'm excited to be standing here, especially here at First Pres this morning, because I will be growing, especially in First Pres, for the next year, because I'm going to be working with Nick and Jess as a Focus intern next year. And so I'm really excited to see everyone here, and hopefully I can get to know each and every one of you in the future on a more individual level. And see, I'm rambling. But anyways, I just wanted to end my testimony with saying that God has really blessed me with relationships here. And I think that we should all really just lean on him in a greater way than that. And I'm just so excited to be here at this church, because I feel like there are no words to describe how much this church has blessed me and how much love I see in this church. And I know that God is moving in immense ways in this church. So thank you so much for blessing me these past 4 years, and I'm so excited to be able to give back next year.
Nice job, you're great.